boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky V. Over there is the lovely Sage.
Yo.
And Kiana.
Hello.
Taryn should be joining us momentarily. She's got, you know, big girl stuff to do. We snuck off.
Yeah.
Sage, if people would like to contact us, how can they do so?
We have a phone number. It is 253-271-9343. You can also contact us via email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. We also have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
You can check out the guests we talk to with pictures and just fun stuff we post.
Yeah.
But Kiana, I haven't seen you in a hot minute. We haven't actually podcasted in a hot minute.
I know. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, sure has.
Like 2 weeks, I think. But I haven't seen you in like a month or two.
Yes.
Been working the fairs, girl.
Been working the fairs.
That is not a sexual thing.
Carney.
Yes, that's my side job, actually. I've been traveling for the last 2 months.
Dang.
So the fairs are over. Thank God. So on to home show season now.
Yep. Yay. And then to hang out here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you do at the fairs?
What do I do?
She is a.
I stand at one of those booths. I'm a manager for a gutter protection company. So I generate leads at the booth. So I just talk to people, get them interested, getting, you know, sign up for estimates and stuff.
Do you
like
have
that.
Like a gutter that has like leaves
I do.
And foliage?
Yes.
Vicky's actually seen it.
Yes. It's a little running water display and it's very nice. And people try to drink out of it, which is disgusting.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
Stories, children.
The stories I could tell from the fair. The fair brings out all sorts of people. So it's interesting.
People.
It's an interesting job. Something new every day.
Good Lord.
Oh, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly,
girl.
Yep. Oh.
Well, I'm feeling kind of saucy and spicy and kind of like, it was kind of a weird weekend. I've encountered a lot of douchebags.
Yeah.
It's like entitledness, and it's not just our generation. It's just older people, too.
That's why I don't go out anymore.
I'm tired of people. So I found we can talk about sex or we can talk about insults. What do you want to do?
Sex. Yeah. Always.
All right, sex. We'll do sex first and then we'll do insults.
Okay.
But apparently, and this kind of annoyed the crap out of me, Men's Health did a survey, and I found this on Ask Men's Facebook page, and it reveals what sex positions women hate the most in the top five. So there's 1,200 women, you know, who read Women's Health and were asked by Men's Health what the five sex positions they just don't like to do or that don't do it for them. So fifth place was, you know, 69, because apparently it's, you know, logistical nightmare at the best of times. They say it's too impersonal and it's hard to give and receive the fun stuff at the same time. And it's like, and then I like the comments, like, but aren't women supposed to be better at multitasking?
Ew.
Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites. It's not up there for me.
Okay, would you rather be on top or on bottom in that situation?
Oh, the girl's always supposed to be on top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mind being...
You gotta...
Well, it depends also if you're on the edge of the bed, it works well if you're a girl laying down, because you can always rest your neck on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
It works a little better if you like being choked a little bit. I don't know if I can say that, but whatever, we're gonna move on. I don't mind it. I think it's a good starting one, but it is not one that I want to do the entire time.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's like...
It's brief.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds and then...
Yeah, maybe a minute.
Somebody gets bored.
Next one, number four, that women don't like is missionary. I like it.
Especially
if I'm lazy that day.
Yeah.
Because I feel like missionary, you have the ability to like move around a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just your typical, you know, vanilla bread... plain right sex. You can move your legs around. You can, you know, go off to the side or kind of lean to your other side or kind of go backwards. I don't know.
Yeah, you can do a lot with it.
You could also thrust harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a little bit more intimate, you know, face to face and stuff too. Yeah.
And that's what they're saying, it is more intimate, but it doesn't really hit the right spots accordingly.
I beg to differ.
Yep,
I beg to differ.
Yep, right, exactly.
Who are these women?
I want to know. I want to talk to these women. Like, they're not doing this right. Number three is reverse cowgirl. Like, they don't like reverse cowgirl? I like it.
I mean, it depends for me.
I'd rather do that than being, you know, on top.
I don't really... like the fact that I know that a dude is staring at my back door. It's just kind of, I don't know. Because that's just what I imagine, is them just like looking into the.
God,
describe this stuff without...
You don't want him looking into your soul, pretty much.
My back soul? Yeah.
The real dark soul.
I hate you so much.
Such a dark soul.
Oh, they have bleach for that.
I have no idea.
Well, because I don't feel like that's a thing. I think you get that more with like doggy style.
Yeah, I would say that more with doggy style. Reverse cowgirl. It just depends on the bed and the stability too.
Well, like if you're sitting down doing reverse cowgirl, where you're both kind of sitting down, or sitting up, then that's not. I think that might be where they're referring to. I like it when they're laying down and I'm kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. I like that better than looking towards them. I don't know. For some reason, I get more balance.
It's definitely easier to balance with reverse.
Yeah. That's just me.
I'm tiny. I have like tiny little legs and hips, so.
See,
trying to straddle a guy is not easy.
Which is funny because I have big hips and big thighs, mm-hmm. so it's hard to kind of do that too. Yeah. So I have to kind of maneuver where it's like my leg, his leg, my leg, his leg to kind of balance out. Some people like to put their legs in like
tight. I always
tight.
Have to close the guy's legs. I'm like, I can't spread my legs that far.
I don't go that far.
No, I can't. Yeah. Hey, Taryn.
We're talking about spreading our legs.
We're talking about what?
Spreading our legs.
How far can you go?
I know. There's your mic, Taryn.
Hi.
It's on.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I'll catch you up. So we found the survey that talks about like the sex positions women hate the most.
Oh, I saw that.
Why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
I can't hear her.
I can't hear you very well either. Here, talk for me, girly.
Hello.
Well, it's showing up on that thing, so I guess that matters.
That's weird.
Anyways.
I don't know if it's showing up there.
I can barely. Oh, there, now I can hear it.
I didn't push the button. That's why. I was like, I pushed it all the way up. I don't get what's going on.
So the five sex positions that women hate or something like that?
Hate the most. And they surveyed 1,200 women. So number fifth.
Talking is hard. It's Monday.
Yeah,
yep.
It is.
Number five was 69, which we talked about. Like, it's not that, like, it's not the one we want to like necessarily stick with, but it's not a bad one.
It's probably not one that's like a regular part of your sexual diet, but you know, it's something that you got to go visit it every so often, you know,
right? Just, you know, when you're a little buzz, you're like, let's do it. Let's be crazy. Number four was missionary, because they say that it's more personal because it's face to face, but it doesn't hit the right places, which the three of us disagree.
I totally disagree with that.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, like I was saying, you have the ability to like move around, move your legs around, do more stuff with that. Number three was reverse cowgirl. But, I mean, I don't mind it. Like, I like it if the guy's laying flat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, number two, women on top isn't doing it for most women. That's supposed to be the one that all women like because it's able to, like, you're getting what you like.
It feels good.
I like your hand motions. You know, it's funny. I think that for a lot of women, maybe it's not the position itself, but just the fact that sometimes it's not a very flattering.
That's
like,
what I was saying.
That's what's self-conscious. I'm like, I'm sorry, everything is shaking and flapping right now.
And that's what this says. It's like, you're pretty self-conscious. You're the center of attention, and like the guy's enjoying the view. So it's like, maybe this one's a winner with the lights off.
I could go for that. I mean, and you know, I've been with the same person for like 4 years, so it's all like, you know what you got here. Like, this is it. But for a new relationship, or like, you know, that might be a little.
That's when you pull out a little bit later, when you're a little more comfortable.
Or like with the lights off.
Yes. When you still have your clothes on.
Or a sexy lingerie.
Yes.
Or what I did that one recently, and I put his shirt on. Like, we had just finished, and it was one of those days where you just don't stop all day. You're like, okay, I'm gonna get some Gatorade, I'm gonna relax, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're doing this again. So I kept his shirt on. I put it on to go, you know, get some cereal, and because he loved the fact that I was wearing his t-shirt. And I just kept it on. So.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
It wasn't so bad to do it. Just because.
Do you know what I just had the vision of? I'm sorry. This is where my brain goes. Do you know the movie Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
At the very beginning when he hooks up with that the Asian lady and she has the cereal box and she's wearing his shirt.
Yes.
I just had this vision of Vicky like with cereal and him running off.
I'm sitting there with my cornflakes. You want some? I'll share.
It's great. It's awesome.
And the number one, like, most sex position that women hate the most, which I disagree, doggy style.
Disagree.
Because they say it's not romantic, it's impersonal, it could be painful. I'm like, really?
Painful?
It's like the issue might be, you know, because it's hitting cervix sometimes. Like, it depends on who it is, and that can happen with any, you know, position, and depends on what he's got toting.
Well, absolutely. And every woman is like built differently. Yes. So there are some women that is extremely painful just because of the way their pipes are laid.
If they have a short sewage system, well, no, that's not sewage. Sewage is the other one. So if they have a short waterway. I was thinking like the water pipes,
canal.
Like, from under.
Canal, yes. Oh, Lordy.
But I love it.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
I enjoy it.
Like, I mean, if I'm trying to be romantic, then I'll probably do like a missionary or me on top. But like if we're just getting at it, you just do your thing, boy. Pull my hair.
It's carnal, you know?
Yeah. It feels great.
We're animals.
Great.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Getting horny now.
That is the jam, man. That is the theme song for today's podcast.
It is.
Oh, that's going to be the name of the podcast, You and Me, God. Baby. No, so I was telling him I was feeling a little saucy and a little catty or a little... Because I dealt with a lot of douchebags this weekend.
Oh, no.
So I did find this awesome... It's 19 devastating burns that don't use curse words.
Ooh.
Which is perfect for podcasting. Yeah. When we have to bleep stuff out.
When you have to bleep me.
Yeah, I was going to say. I got 4 from Sage already.
Oh, yes.
Taryn loves
getting
that.
After it.
Right.
No shame in this game.
One insult. This is why people talk behind your back.
I like that.
Oh. I'm jealous of the people who don't know you.
Ooh.
I'm from the South, so the most insulting thing you can say is bless your heart, which loosely translates to a pox upon you and your house, you ignorant swine. Well, like, I used to think that bless your heart was like, oh, bless your heart, you're so sweet.
No, it means like you're an idiot.
It means you're an idiot.
Like, oh, you need some blessings over there.
Yeah. It's like, another one is, I'm not that desperate and you're not that lucky.
Ooh,
I want to tell like some guys that. 5, you're like the first slice of bread. Everyone touches you, but nobody wants you.
Ooh, that's harsh.
There are empty petri dishes with more culture than you. May you always have slightly damp socks. That's just
that would be the worst.
Harsh. You are a perfect example of why there are safety warnings on everything.
Oh yeah.
Crawl back inside your mother and don't come back again until you've matured into a proper human being.
A dig.
Gasp. I've worked in retail, and when people complained about petty things, my favorite thing to say was, if that was the worst thing that happened to you today, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
I think that's just a pretty good one to like live by, like think about that. It's like, well, if this is the worst thing that's happened to me today, it's okay.
It's going
to
be all right.
It's like this person writes, my grandmother loves this one. If I could buy you for what I think you're worth and sell you for what you think you're worth, I'd be rich. If brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to pop a pimple. I remember one from like Rugrats, that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I love
Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if brains were gasoline, you wouldn't have enough to power a motorcycle to go around the outside of a penny.
All the way back in the day.
Knew that.
Phil and Lil, they had this fight. I don't remember. I just thought it was the most clever thing ever.
Phil and Lil, the little twinsies.
Mm-hmm. The only important thing that you've done in your life were your exes.
Ooh.
If people were spices, you'd be flour.
Mm.
I'm busy now. Can I ignore you some other time? And, I think this was from, Oliver and Company or whatever, that cartoon or whatever, the Disney movie or whatever. It's like, you really shouldn't use your entire vocabulary in one sentence. Which I kind of want to, like, for all the trolls we get on the Facebooks, I really wanted to use.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody else? Well, there's only, like, 2 more. I should let somebody else read these. But it's like, if I wanted to die, I would jump off your ego onto your IQ. My teeth are brighter than your future. It'd be nice if you like have really crappy teeth or no teeth. That'd be
oh
really
my gosh.
Has anyone ever told you how painfully mediocre you are? Mother effer. I wish I could say these to people on the internet.
You know, one thing I'm a big fan of too is like, you know, if you're in your car and someone's driving like an a-hole, You know, the finger. A lot of people flip the bird. You know what's worse? People expect the finger. This is normal. Give them a thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
And no. People are like, oh. Like, so, I swear to God, it is like the most, people are so offended when you just go, thumbs down, man. Two thumbs down.
Cool. It just, it's not so much I'm mad at you, because people are ready to fight against anger.
Yes.
They're not ready to, like, fight against disappointment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, do the thumbs down, I'm telling
you. I'm not angry at you. I'm just disappointed.
Have you guys ever thrown that line, like the disappointed line at somebody?
Absolutely.
And like, see them like break on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I didn't get satisfaction out of that, but
it's just nice to be able to tell someone, like, you let me down.
Yeah.
You really let me down. I had higher expectations for you. I'm disappointed.
It's nice because, you know, after hearing it so much from my parents, being able to say to someone, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
It's like, I'm not angry, just disappointed. You are much better than this.
My dad used to always say that. I'm like, no, you're pretty angry right now.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
You're very mad.
You seem to be pissed.
What was that one thing, like, you really, or do you guys remember the last argument you had with your folks, or like, or do you remember a big significant argument you had with them? So I think the last time I ever fought with my parents was years ago, and it was my dad. He said, when are you going back to school? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I would like to at some point, but not yet. Not now. Mm-hmm. So, well, you need to go back to school. I'm like, I know, like, eventually. But then he got mad and's like, you need to go back to school. You understand? I'm like, oh my God, calm down.
Jeez.
It ended up, like, I was driving him back to his car, and it ended with him, like getting out of my car and slamming the door. And then later he texted me, like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
like,
Papa.
You're an adult, and you got to make your choices, and you're going to do what you're going to do. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Parents are just always, you know, concerned for like your life. You
they're
know,
looking out for your best.
They're looking out for your best interest. Sometimes it comes across a little angry.
I mean, I know you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I needed a swift kick in the ass when I was like graduating high school and going into college, and that's like the last time I can remember having like a super significant argument with my mom. Was like right before her leaving, and then when she took me to college, I like broke down and I was like, I don't know how to do life without my parents. Like, and I knew, like, I'm sorry, I'm such a bad kid. Like, I did feel terrible. I'm like, I put you guys through hell, and I'm sorry about it. And you were right. Like, your parents are right most of the time. You know what I mean?
Wait,
like,
but they don't need to know that.
They don't know. They don't need to know that. But yeah, in high school, I think I fought with my parents constantly. Oh, but then once I like grew up and like went away, we got along great.
And that's how it is too with my parents. Like, we didn't start getting along until I moved out. Because I think it's like there would be so much silence, you wouldn't really have anything to talk about, and so you just argue because that was something to talk about.
Oh yeah.
So, but yeah, it's better. It gets better, kids.
It does.
It does.
Truly does.
Just don't stay there. Don't stay in your parents' basement.
No.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
Uh-uh.
Do you guys remember, Sage, the last time you fought? Or do you remember a big argument with Kiana?
It was probably the last time that I lived with my parents.
What happened?
I mean,
let's get psychological here.
Just random stuff like, you're not a part of the family.
Aww.
You don't respect us. Blah, blah.
Like, if you respected us, you wouldn't be getting tattoos. Did you ever get that one?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, those exact lines.
When my grandma gets drunk, she goes, Sage, can you do something for me? And I'm like, what, Grandma? And she's like, can you not get any more tattoos?
And I'm like, Grams.
Nope, sorry.
I'm sorry, Grandma.
I had a guy try to tell me that once. He's like, can you promise me you won't get any more tattoos? I'm like, we're not even dating. And it's like, here you go. If I can't promise my parents that, what makes you think I'll promise you?
Ugh.
Get the hell out of here. Like, no. F off.
Brad doesn't love tattoos, but he's okay with the fact that I like tattoos. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, he's like, they're not for me. Like, he's not attracted to tattoos the way that I am, like, attracted to tattoos. But he's like, it's fine. If you want to do that, that's your thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I actually found this guy. Oh, God, I should see if I can find it. Not to, like, totally hijack it into a tattoo world, but I found this, like, this tattoo artist in Thailand, and he does the most amazing work, but hold on, let's see if I can find it. Sorry, you guys.
Figure it out. Kiana, do you remember the last time you got into? You seem like such a chill person. I can't see you fighting.
Probably, I don't know, because my parents moved away when I was 18. I was still in high school. So probably back then. I mean, I haven't really lived with my parents in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't even know. We fight about other things, but not anything too significant.
Just like, you didn't clean this.
Yeah, just stupid little stuff. Tell you, I can't really think of anything like super important that we fought about recently.
Well, that's
right. We're pretty mellow,
Do you guys ever have? Oh, did you find?
I found the guy. So his Instagram handle is cosmic.karma, but then his name on here is Spaceman.
Mm.
He's currently in the Netherlands, but apparently he's like a lot of this is like from like Thailand or something like that. Anyway, look at some of the line work that he does.
I wonder if he's following me too. Oh, that's so pretty.
Like kind of like mandalas and stuff
looking,
like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But some of the lines are, I've never seen straighter lines in my entire life. And like, look at this thigh
tap. That's what happens when you're always on the the wine bottle there, girly.
I know, right?
Shaking. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, damn.
But yeah, just beautiful line work. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I want to know where he is so I can have him. Oh, look at kneecap tattoos.
Oh.
No, thank you. I'm not going to do that.
Ouch.
Especially, you know, if you are trying to get super straight lines. On your friggin' kneecaps?
Like, I don't have straight lines. Like, my tattoo artist is really good at lines, but I moved a lot during my ribs, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna get really high on the marijuana. Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, a good call. Like, because, you know, you can't really... Well, you not like you can't
not
be drunk, but you're not
be
supposed
drinking.
To be drunk. Have I had alcohol before tattoos? Yes. Yes.
Have I taken a Vicodin?
Two out of five times. Yeah. Have I taken a Vicodin beforehand? Absolutely.
That's how
but,
I got
you know,
for my feet.
Think a little MJ. That'll help.
It eases the process. I will
well,
say.
And it, you know, it's relaxing your muscles.
It does.
So.
It makes everything just a little bit
okay,
more.
Okay, do you do indica or was
sativa.
It?
Sativa.
I keep wanting to call it stevia.
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 Isn't that like
the sugar? It depends on the mood. Depends on the situation.
What do you typically do?
I kind of like the heavier stuff, so I'll kind of lean towards indicas, maybe like a hybrid or something like that.
I feel like if I could just fall asleep, that'd be cool.
Indica's like, great for a sleepy time.
It is. It just really relaxes
and non-motivation.
You.
So I think maybe, that might be my go-to. That's
Sativa gets you up a little bit more. It's a little bit more like the focus and do things, so I would do something a little heavier.
Sativa makes me paranoid.
Yeah, it can
I hear
like anxiety and paranoid.
I just get paranoid about like being in public. So, like, if I'm at home, I'm fine. But the second you take me, like, out of my comfort zone and, like, I have to function in society, I'm like, everybody knows I'm high. I start having that
it's
panic
totally
attack.
It's totally legal here. Yeah,
I know. That's the funny thing, though, is that I don't know why. Like, it's one of those things where
I'm
like, am I going to get busted? You
it
know,
still feels
kind of
weird.
It does.
Because like whatevs,
but it's funny. I don't get high in public very often, so I can't really say.
Well, we recently did a little fishing trip, and the guy that was our guide, we just kind of asked like nonchalantly, like, "Do you allow this on the boat?" And he was like, "I still can't believe that it's legal here. It's un-American." And I was like, "Oh, okay. So that's our answer. No, it's un-American."
Actually, if you really want to go back historically, it's very American.
Super
but that's
American.
Fine.
Very.
Oh, man.
But you know, you got to respect the rules of other people's houses and boats. And if there's a no smoking, like, just go outside or whatever.
Exactly.
Get off the boat.
Get off the boat. Get off the boat, baby. Sorry. all right. I totally found this. And we were talking about like fighting and we talked about just sex positions. It makes me think of, you know, this girl. Her boyfriend goes on a vacation without her. I don't know how long they've been dating for. But she wrote this list out for him of things he can and cannot do while he's on vacation.
What?
Yes.
A list.
Yes. The list, number one.
It's like illustrated, too, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah. It's different, like, colors with different markers.
Color-coded?
I'm, like, nauseous already. I feel for this guy. This is awful.
Make sure your phone is charged at all times. Phone me at least once a day for 2 minutes. Number two, no girls whatsoever. Don't look, don't touch, don't talk. Cheap plus one will destroy everything. I can't read this word. Freaking Celtic.
Celtic?
Every blah, blah, blah. I will also make your life a living hell. Kim will be told, too. I don't know who Kim is. Rule number three is also follow-up to the no girls. Do not follow girls on social media. Number four, tattoo equals nah. You'll be checked when you get home.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Are you his mother?
Right. Number five, don't mix drinks. Drugs are for mugs. What?
Mugs?
Oh, wait. There's more.
There is more.
Oh, wow.
Number six, if on boat party, no drinking games with the opposite sex. Number seven, stay in your own bed. And then she writes something in a yellow marker so I can't read what it says.
Probably something crappy.
Look after, whatever. Eight. Dinny, buy girls drinks. So I think he means don't. Like, that's Dinny. Don't buy girls drink. That money can be spent on me with a heart XO. Nine. Text Kim every day. Oh.
I think Kim
She'll
is
be
like
worrying.
Yeah,
his mom, yeah. She'll be worrying. 10. You'll tell every girl about me, okay? If someone flirts, walk away. No photos with random girls are on social media stories. Have a great enough flight. Stay safe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow. She made a cover of it, too. It's like 10 rules for Mogloff. I don't know where that is. I was just like, really?
Wow.
That
people were making fun of him.
Bitches be crazy.
Because she posted it and people were making fun of him. It's like, dude.
Why is he with someone like that?
She's got you wrapped up. She's lucky she's not single after that, to be honest. Oh, my God. Look, oh, my God.
That is so sad.
It's like, love you.
I mean, you clearly have some serious issues with your self-confidence if you feel that's necessary to put your boyfriend through that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
9 out of 10 times, she's probably cheating on him.
Because it's like, no, it's your fault I cheated. You weren't texting me that one day, and I needed to feel special, so I decided to cheat on you.
Pretty much.
Come
on. Now, and one thing I'm going to... I don't want to totally call out this person.
It's okay.
But
it's a power
someone
podcast.
In my life, a woman in my life, was in a relationship. And that relationship ended shortly after the guy got back from a bachelor party. Mm-hmm. It was a 6-day bachelor party in Miami. Ooh. In Miami. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever been to Miami, but some S goes down in Miami. Mm-hmm. It
Miami's
is a party town.
Scary place.
Which is fine. Like, great. Go have a good time. Get crazy. But literally, like...
But this was her boyfriend,
he had
right?
said... Not- yes, her boyfriend. He had said to her... like, I'll call you every day, or I'll text you every day. He, like, called her the first, like, day, and then didn't talk to her the rest
just
of the
went
trip.
Off the radar.
So then she's panicking, like, are you alive? Are you dead? Yeah. Are you in jail? Like, what is going on? And then when he came back, she had found out that he had been, like, kind of messing around with some other girls down there, and it ended up, like, whatever. Yeah. But the bottom line is, I think going on a trip and not talking to your significant other for 5 days is kind of... lame. You know, like, if you can't even send, like, just a text, like, hey, I love you, or, like,
hey,
I'm
doing fine,
tell everything's fine. You know, I mean, that, I would be freaking out.
Common courtesy, yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, for just someone's, like, safety. And seriously, if you're in Miami, like, Lord knows what you're getting into. There could be a good chance you did go to jail.
Exactly.
So, if you didn't go to jail, let her know.
Just, yeah.
And, anyway, I didn't like this guy from the beginning, so good riddance, but it was one of those things I'm like, no, dude, that is not okay.
But she was cool, like, hey, you're gonna go to Miami, you're going to a bachelor party. Things are gonna go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she even said, like, I want you to have fun, like, don't worry about me. And he's like, I'll totally check in, though, and, like, you know, let you know what's going on, and then, like, didn't.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that's annoying. I would be frustrated about that.
Yeah,
definitely. Right. What is your rules, like, on bachelor parties, like, with your significant other? Like, I mean, I don't have a significant other, and I haven't had one for a while. But if, like, hey, my best friend's getting married, we're going to go to a strip club. Oh, my God, you can't go to a strip club.
Ugh, I could care less.
I don't care.
I'm like, if you're broke, you probably shouldn't be spending a crap ton of money. But that's your money, bro. Have fun.
I would hand him a $100 bill and be like, lap dances are on me.
Yes.
Like,
that's
just awesome. Have fun.
I think the same way.
That'd be for the groom, though. I want the groom to get the lap dances.
Totally.
True.
And I enjoy a female strip club. I mean, for real. It's an art form, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so amazing to watch. And I think that, you know, go have fun. You know, maybe you shouldn't be buying, like, sexy secret dances for yourself in the back or anything like that if you got a lady at home.
None of those VIP ones.
Yeah, buy it for the groom and let him have a good time. Yeah. It's his last ride.
Although, when I went to, we do not talk about this because it was Rev's wife now. Because we went to Vegas for their wedding. So on that Friday night, or that Friday we flew in, they went to Brittany and had dinner and stuff. And I met up with them later. We went to, I think it was like the Hustler Hollywood house. So it's like the first two floors are like girl strippers. Mm-hmm. And the top floor are male strippers. And they all look like they came out of Magic Mike. And I don't like country boys, but there's this one guy. He was like probably like 10 years older than me. Like, because he was in his 30s, almost 40, he said. So fine, country boy. He had the southern twang.
Oh,
and so I was talking about. I'm like, well, I don't want to go back to the ATM because they charge you $5 to take money out. So screw that. I'm not doing it. I've used up all my cash money. I'm not going to buy the dance because I've never had a dance from a guy before.
Mm-hmm.
So one of
it looks like this.
Yeah, it's just boop, 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 in the face. So I had mentioned it to one of Mrs. Enfuego's friends. I'm like, oh, that guy's fine. He's so nice. And apparently, as we're about to leave, he grabs me and he's like, nope, your friend paid for a dance. I'm like, what?
Oh,
and she just like peeks over. This is the girl that was really bashful, too.
Oh.
She's like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do here. And I'm like, just enjoy the ride. I'm sitting up front stage. Like, this is what I feel bad about for guys strippers is that the girls don't know strip club etiquette, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, when guys go to a strip club, if you're sitting up at the front, you got prime seating, you have to pay per dance or per song. You have to constantly be, feeding the meter, basically.
Feeding the meter. That just gave me a really great visual.
You have to, like, but the girls don't. They just kind of stand around and they get, like, the guys are coming by talking to them and they get all, like, bashful. It's like, come on. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
It's like, enjoy.
Make it rain.
Yes. Oh, I've made it rain before. It's awesome.
That's so great. Oh my God.
It was the last time I went to a female strip club. One of the guys, he like loved the fact that me and this other girl were there. So he's like, he kept pulling out like stacks of hundreds and ones. He's like, give him money, give him money. Like, I think it turned him on to watch me give this, like, who did I like or who did I see?
Oh, yeah.
Deem worthy enough to make it rain on. I'm like, eh, whenever a girl would do like an awesome pull trick or whatever, I'm like, yes.
You go, girl. Take it. It's seriously one of the most like athletic experiences that you'll ever watch. You know, I mean, yeah. there are some things that go down where you're like, wow, you got to train for that. That's not like, it's not day one. You know, mm-hmm. that is a
you can put an work
art
in.
Form. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, one of the girl that I made it rain for, because I mean she was all the way in the middle, so I obviously didn't make it rain on her, but she did a trick where she's all the way on top and then she slides down and stops.
Yes!
And I'm sitting there like, ooh, money, here, take his money.
Shut up and take my money.
His money.
Oh my God, absolutely. It's so cool. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. And Brad, my significant other, is like not at all like he does not, and I even, you know, we're not engaged or anything, mm-hmm. but I've always said like, well, what would you want to do for your bachelor party? And he's like, I don't know, maybe go to like a dude ranch or something and like hang out in the mountains. I'm like,
what?
No, you don't want to go to a strip club? He's like, nah, that's not my thing. I'm like, well, can I go? Can I go to the strip club?
I'll go for you.
But that's, you know, it's all, I'm sure he would go if his friends like, yeah. you know, made him, but it would be more for his friends, I think, than him. He doesn't find it as attractive as I find it.
I imagine him like girl? Going fishing.
Yeah, yeah, or like golfing.
Yeah, like a man trip. You know, mm-hmm. I get that. But I think, you know, when I'm married and divorced, obviously, but when I got married, my girlfriends did my bachelorette party in Vancouver, BC, and they had hired a male dancer, and I was like, ooh, like it just wasn't doing it for me. Like there was too much shavedness happening, and
how
I was like,
"How about we
I
do
don't.
Like guy and girl?"
Well,
first.
That's what we did. So we had the guy came in and just did a dance, and then I was like, "Okay, we gotta go somewhere else." So we went to a female strip club, mm-hmm. and everyone had the best goddamn time ever.
Nice,
it was amazing.
Yeah. And they tend to like give you a little bit more, you know, action if you're a girl, especially if you're all girls. Like guys, take a girl with you to a strip club, you will get all the attention. And if you're a group of girls, I can only imagine the kind of attention. So I'm actually going to a bachelorette party this weekend.
Where is it
going
to be?
So this is for one of my good friends, Ashton. She's...
I know Ashton.
Yeah.
The Coug.
Yeah, she's Cougs. Also a Coug. I've known her since I was 8 years old. I freaking adore her. One of my closest friends. She's the kind of person, like, I might not see her for 4 months, and we'll be like, hey, we need to go get food and hang out. And we'll talk about everything, and it's like nothing's ever happened.
Pick up where you left off.
Basically. Where is all the information? Okay. So it was supposed to be a surprise, but somebody let it... slide that it was not a surprise, so that was kind of a pain in the butt. So there's gonna be a party bus at 4, so we're all meeting up at like 3:30. Then we're gonna do a wine tour.
I think in
Woodinville, and then we're going to dinner. I forget where. Somewhere in Bellevue. We're going to Bellevue to get dinner, and then we're gonna take the party bus down to Trinity Nightclub. And we're apparently going to just dance the night away.
That's awesome. I also can't wait to see how hammered you guys are at dinner.
Yep. So hey, Ashton's wine a Coug, and she's got a couple of Coug friends. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
We are so screwed. And I had stuff to do the next day when I told somebody at the bachelor party. It's like, no worry. I made it so where we don't have to hang out till 3 or do stuff till 3. I'm like, thank you.
I thought I'd recover in the morning.
It's like, thank you so much.
So much appreciation there.
But I mean, it's Trinity, so like a lot of the girls got hotel rooms, but I live in Greenwood. I can
You're
just
fine.
Take an Uber.
Mm-hmm. Uber.
So if you guys get a drunk call from me, somebody pick me up, please.
Oh my.
These bitches are trying to kill me.
My legs hurt from dancing.
But it's like, I asked them, like, what are you guys wearing? Because I don't know most of you. I know like two or three of the other girls that are going.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, one of them I've only met once, and she's a mom, and... I'm like, what are you guys wearing? Like, what do you wear? Like, because we're going to do wine tasting. Do I get the skimpy dress for that? Or, I don't know.
Is there time for an outfit change?
Probably the party bus,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you can just change in the party bus.
Yeah. I don't know. But have you guys ever been on a crazy bachelorette run or anything?
Yes. I did a couple of Vegas bachelorette parties over the years. One of them was my cousin, and a lot of her friends were already married with children, mm-hmm. and they were the craziest bitches I've ever. I mean, I blacked out, and they had to like put me to bed, and then like they kept
partying.
Like, I was like, these moms are insane.
Mm-hmm. It's like they could deal with spit up and you
they
know,
deal with kids
all day.
They're away from their husbands and their kid. They were like, wow. I mean, it was. I have never seen anything so insane. And then the other one was one of my sorority sisters. So that one was pretty. That one was pretty crazy. But I have to say that probably the most insane one was the Vegas trip with the moms. They were loco. It was so much fun.
All right. Well, how about you, Sage?
I've only been to a couple. Last year, it was my best friend, Ryan. I did his wife's bachelorette party. And we went to Stallions in Greenwood.
Oh, my God. How is that? Because it's literally 2 minutes from my house. And I've been wanting to go because it looks really...
I mean...
I don't know what's a nice good. Word to say it. It looks kind of shady.
It was fun. It's definitely shady inside, but it was fun.
Let's go.
But then we went over to Centerfold, which is the girls next door. No, yeah. That was depressing. It was a Saturday night in August. We were the only people in there. And this girl comes out, and she is just completely drugged up. She's just got this, like, morose look on her face. She was damn good, but it was just sad. And because we were the only people in there, we were like, all right, two of us are going to leave. Then, like, look over and notice that we left and then follow us.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
It was really sad.
You know what's funny, though? You mentioned Stallions. They were actually trying to open a location in my hometown of Stanwood, Washington. So you can imagine how quickly that got shut the hell down. Like, they were, but I was kind of like, yeah, why not? Make Stanwood a destination. Come on. I mean, no one comes here. Everybody leaves to go shopping and do other things because there's not much in Stanwood. But the guy was like, I mean, he was so adamant about getting Stallions in Stanwood, and it didn't fly. Major bummer. I'm sure my mom and her friends would have just loved it.
Let's take your mom to
all the Stanwood, all the Stanwood moms, the retired moms,
or the gilfs, or what is it, gilfs,
grandmas, gilfs.
Yeah. I don't know if your mom's a grandma, but not I yet. To say
well,
gilf.
If you count dogs, then yeah, okay. She's a grandmom of dogs.
Oh,
have you gone to do any many bachelor?
I've never even been to one.
What?
Nope. I moved away from a lot of, like, my friends are all down in, like, old high school friends, like, down in California and stuff. And never been to
we should have, we like, gotta have one.
We should
just
have one for funsies.
We should all be bachelorettes.
Yeah, we should pick a different location, each one, and we'll wear the stupid sash and the crown.
Oh, my God, you guys, that's a great idea.
It'd be so fake fashion. Just, like, totally, we'll get, like, fake rings. We'll, like, all dressed to the nines and just do a hop.
I am 100%
in. I'm kind of down for that.
A broadcast bachelorette party.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Okay, so we have some planning to do.
I know. This is awesome.
Because I do want to, check out a guy strip club. I want to check out a girl strip club. I want to go to a club. Do you guys want to go dancing? Do you want to do karaoke? Do you want to...
All of the above.
A. Everything. D. Everything.
Yeah.
A. Everything.
D. Yeah. Emphasis on the D. D. All right. Well, if you guys were... Let's say we all decided we want to get married and we're going to get married. We have to do a bachelorette party. What would you guys want for your bachelorette party? Like, for your own personal one. Like, we've all thought about our weddings. We've talked about that on a previous podcast. Like, we've first thought about our weddings.
I actually wouldn't mind, like, a joint bachelorette party and bachelor party.
Would that end well, though?
I mean, I really... The main thing is that Yes, I have my girlfriends, and I love them, but I have so much more fun, no offense to anybody here, with guys. Because I can be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can just be, like, the crude, disgusting sage.
You can do that here.
Why I love you guys.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it would be fun to... have, like, a huge group do
and have,
it.
Like, a just big, go.
Like, co-ed.
I could definitely see that. Like, you know, one thing that I always thought would be fun if the joint route was going to happen is, like, go rent a big house in Leavenworth during, like, Oktoberfest or something like that. Get, like, you know,
but are
20
there any
people
strip clubs
over there?
In Leavenworth?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Go. You
but
guys
then
keep
the other
talking.
The other thing that was awesome was my girlfriend, Catherine, got married at the beginning. Or no. When did she get married? Middle of June?
I feel like you've been to so many weddings this summer.
8 weddings this summer. Don't even get me started.
Wow.
Just went to one on Saturday, too. But my girlfriend, Catherine, did her bachelorette party down in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did, like, breweries and drank wine and went to, like, eat good food. And there was a dancer involved. And it was awesome. Like, it was seriously, I would do that in a heartbeat. Like, go somewhere, like,
a destination kind of thing.
Yeah, and not necessarily, like, a Vegas-style destination or somewhere, like, you know, crazy expensive
just
to go.
Just a little more low-key.
Yeah, I mean, the flight was 45 minutes to get down there. You can drive it in, like, 7-8 hours. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought it was awesome. I would replicate that in a heartbeat. I had a great time in Vegas.
Yeah.
According to a quick search on Google, there are strippers that service the Leavenworth area, so. Ooh,
well, that's what happened when we were in Bend. The dancer that we hired, he drove 3 hours from Portland.
Damn.
So, I mean, they will drive if you're paying, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Depends, yeah, how much
and
you
he was
pay.
A cowboy.
Mm. What kind of stripper would you want, though? Like, okay, so when we were at the strip club in Vegas, there was there's one guy who was super cute, but when he took his shoes off, he had socks on, and they stank. So I'm sitting here like...
That is disgusting.
So it was like a garage door. So they had like all these garage doors open kind of a vibe upstairs. So you get like the fresh air and then the air would blow in to the inside area and you just
get these whiffs.
Smell. I'm like, what is that smell? Is it my armpits? Like, am I stinking? And then I realize every time we'd get closer, I'm like, oh, it's this guy's feet. I'm like, I cannot tip you guys. Like, I wanted to go up to one of the DJ and be like, bro, tell your boy here to go wash his feet, get different shoes. Like, if he has to walk around barefoot all night, so be it.
So there's one stripper outfit where you can hire male dancers. I'll have to get you guys the details. I don't know it off the top of my head, but one of the gals has planned multiple bachelorette parties and used this service. And you can request whatever you want. So she did a pizza delivery guy. And the bachelorette had no idea. So here she actually thought, like, oh, my God, you guys, you got pizza. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, like, the music started and it was like, oh, no, it's not pizza.
Oh, my God, that's actually pretty hilarious.
It's not pizza. And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
See, like...
I'd actually probably be pissed, though. I'm like, I just wanted pizza, guys.
I would have to actually bring pizza.
It's like, could you tip a little extra? Bring actual pizza, bro. Yes, just stop by Domino's. It's cool.
Yeah. I would want, and this is probably obvious to you guys, a big lumberjack.
Yes!
Would he have to have the axe? Like,
oh,
what kind of music? What kind of music? Do you want his music or like the oomph, or would you want like some metal or I don't know?
Music doesn't really matter as long as I get to stare at a lumberjack
and have him like
up in my
In your grill,
in and around my mouth,
just giving you that like that beard burn on your face.
Oh, beard burn everywhere.
Oh, damn!
Oh man,
damn!
What about you? Suspenders.
What about you, Kiki?
You know, I liked the idea that you were talking about, since I don't really party anymore or anything like that. So something a little bit more mellow, low-key, but I want everybody else to have fun. So I kind of like that. Like, the Ben thing sounded kind of cool.
It was awesome.
So nice.
If you ever do end up getting married, I kind of want to put you, like, on a throne, like a really comfy chair with your, like, your Diet Coke. Your Diet Soda, because she doesn't drink. And, like, you're not a big, like, oh, my God, yeah, stripper. But just have you be on the throne and have like the stripper do stuff for like for your friends. Like you're like, I'll allow it. I'm the queen.
Like a jester.
Queen Kiki has spoken. Yeah.
The queen has spoken. I am doing this for my not servants. Your my noble subjects.
enjoy
the gifts that I am bestowing upon you.
Yes, definitely something like that.
Sorry, that's just like where my mind went.
Sure.
I don't know. I just like, it's like, yeah, I just
don't like the big party things. I'm just not that type of person. So,
well, just we're stoned and what, you know.
Yeah, as long as there's green involved, I'm cool.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm a big fan of ski. Like, I'm a big skier. So, I also have this like awesome idea in my head that, like, oh, God, if I did like a big ski trip and go somewhere where there's like a village or something, like Whistler. Or even Leavenworth, you know, because you can go to Stevens and back, or Chelan, you can still do wine tasting and get up to Mission Ridge and, you know, a little bit. And so, if people don't want to ski, there's at least something to do. So, you can have like, you know, the group can kind of split up. And that ends up happening on bachelorette parties anyway, that like these 10 girls want to do this and these 6 girls want to do that.
How big are these bachelorette?
I was going to say, like, I don't know.
I went the one that I did in Bend, I think there was about 16 of us.
Wow. Dude, I'm just thinking now, like, because I have so many different groups of girlfriends. It'd be so big. Just like even the radio station. Just, okay, with us right now, there's 4 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then Melissa, who's also on the podcast.
Sarah
at a bachelorette party would be crazy.
Oh my God. We would have to give her a leash. Like, she would have
keep
to
her
be,
on a leash. Oh my God.
She would have to be leashed.
And then we have, like, Cece's our new girl. That's just the radio
station. Ryan Castle would probably want to come. So
he can be the stripper.
We can just...
Wrong lumberjack.
Yeah.
Wrong lumberjack.
Not that lumberjack.
Keeping it weird.
It would just be, like, Ryan, like, hammered on whiskey, like, stumbling around.
Saying, like really inappropriate things.
He'd be singing to Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I am the oldest out of 17 cousins on my mom's side. Just my mom's side. The other ones are in Mexico, so they probably wouldn't attend. And they're pretty shy, too, so they probably wouldn't attend. Of those 17 cousins, only 5 of them are boys.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 11 girl cousins.
Wow.
A lot of them are young. The youngest is like 12. But I have a lot of,
Wow.
And one of them, my cousin Jessica, who...
I know Jessica, right?
I adore my cousin. But she, you know, she talks about, you know, how her and her boyfriend have been together forever and that they, you know, they're planning on getting married like sometime in the near future. But I was saying, like, hey, what's your bachelorette party going to be like? And I'm like, are you going to get a stripper? She's like, no. And the more I brought it up, the more uncomfortable she got.
Oh.
I was like, what? Like, I thought that's what everyone... Like, but she, like, actually physically got uncomfortable. I'm like, out of all the stupid things I say, that's what makes you uncomfortable? Really?
Well, my best friend, when she got married, she's, like, a pretty conservative person. And we went to Darcelle's in Portland, which is a drag show to start. Mm-hmm. And then it transfers into a strip show with the strippers. And we were trying to like pay one of the guys to come over, and she was like, "Don't you dare! If you bring him over here, I'm walking out." And we were like, "Okay, well, we want to dance with him, so we're gonna get him over here anyway." And she was like climbing over chairs like to get away from.
Oh my god!
Like, you're gonna be fine. It's okay. But the drag show, that was awesome. I mean, if you've never been to a proper drag show, it's
those
the
are
best.
Insanely amazing.
Yeah.
There's a I think I know what I want to do if I ever get married. I've seen this on the internets where we go paintballing, but we get really ugly bridesmaids dresses from Goodwill. So we get all like wear our gear and then we wear the dress on top and we like go and paintball.
Wasn't that a thing like the trash the dress party for people that get divorced?
Yeah.
I'm like, I should probably do that. My dress is still somewhere.
Just go paintball or do something.
Yeah, everybody
just
destroy the stuff.
On your bachelorette party, we will trash your first dress.
There we go.
Or we... What's it? Have you seen like the color runs?
Yeah,
that should be it. And we should just do a photo shoot. Just you covered it, colored in color.
Super
that'd be
fun.
So much fun. Have all of us throw color at you. Mm-hmm. Whatever they use, Kool-Aid, whatever it is.
It's like powdered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, I got it right in my nose one time when I did right in the face up the nose, and then I was like blowing out like blue goo.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yummy.
Well, on that note, I feel like that's a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Some blue booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
Disgusting.
Gross.
So we talked about our favorite sex positions. Doggy style is actually up there in liking, not what the survey said. Screw you, survey. I very much enjoy it.
Survey is wrong.
Survey says no.
We learned how to insult someone without swearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down. If someone's doing something bad, disappointed. Oh my god, I totally gotta use that now. But it's fantastic.
It feels really good. In the moment, it feels really good.
And then what we talked about, the bachelorette party. So wish me luck, wish my liver luck. I might die this weekend.
I can't wait. I want to hear all about it next podcast.
Definitely.
Cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
Yeah, my friend's a coug, so she knows how to freaking drink.
You hydrate, baby girl.
Hydrate.
Hydrate Gatorade.
Get my Gatorade, get some pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do all
ready
that
for
good
anything.
Stuff. I got this.
All right, we wish you luck, Vicky.
On my mission. Well, I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.